This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. Another person who protested the death of George Floyd 2 years ago has filed a lawsuit against Denver police. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
According to the lawsuit, Lindsay Minter was peacefully protesting at a rally in May 2020. After it was over, she was trying to reach her car, and she encountered a police line. An officer threw projectiles at her, and she was hit in the face. According to the lawsuit, she lost a tooth and had to have a bone graft and has lingering pain from the incident. A spokeswoman for the city attorney's office had no comment on the pending litigation. This is among a handful of lawsuits filed against the city for how it handled protests against police brutality. A jury awarded a group of demonstrators $14 million in damages in March. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Denver's hosting a global breakdance competition at Sculpture Park today. CPR's Elaine Tassi has more.
One of the competitors will be former gymnast Rose Kiernan, who is 39. She started breaking 10 years ago after surgery following a gymnastics injury.
I needed something to train for once I got healthy again, and I took one dance class, and then I never stopped.
Doors open at 11 a.m., and the outdoor event, which is free, starts at 2. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
And it's a good day for it. Highs in the 80s along the Front Range today. You're listening to CPR News.